From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA recently released farm labor report data used by the Department of Labor to set the next year's adverse effect wage rate for H-2A guest workers. The data will likely increase the AWER in 2023 by an average of 7% nationwide, but 14% in Georgia. An increase this drastic could cause significant harm to Georgia farmers, so the Georgia Farm Bureau is asking members to make their voices heard by contacting your U.S. representative and senators. October exports of U.S. beef volumes increased from a year ago, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. U.S. beef exports are on a record pace in 2022, already exceeding $10 billion. October beef exports totaled over 125,000 metric tons, up 8% from a year ago. Export value was down 3% from October of last year, but so far in 2022, beef export value increased 18% from last year's record pace. The prospect of permanent nationwide availability of the E15 ethanol blend moves closer with new House legislation. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked Representatives Angie Craig of Minnesota and Nebraska's Adrian Smith for their leadership on the bill that will end an arcade impediment to making the fuel more widely available. RFA President Jeff Cooper applauds the effort to support legislation that ensures Americans can choose lower-cost, low-carbon E15 every day of the year. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.